It was a sellout crowd on Memorial Day in San Diego to watch the Padres take on the Cubs. Jared Cozart would start for San Diego. He'd run into some trouble. He'd walk the bases loaded, and Chicago's Jason Hayward would make him pay.
Cozart, the right-hander, ready and deals. Line drive, base hit to right. Toward the line, it drives in one. It's going to drive in two. The relay throw gets away. Montero stops at third. Two-run single, Jason Hayward. Cubs lead 2-0. The 1-1 pitch. There's a deep fly ball to left. Trouble all the way back, and it's a grand slam. A grand slam for Hunter Renfroe, and San Diego leads 4-2.
Probably the only bad pitch of the game so far by Kyle Hendricks.
And now the 2-2 on the way. Hayward hits a sharp ground ball to second. Glove by Solarte goes to second. One over to first. Double play to end the inning. Hayward hit it sharply but right to the second baseman. And the Cubs are frustrated again. Bottom of the seventh inning, Chase Darno hits a fly ball to shallow left toward the line. Long run for Russell. Angling down the line, Russell with an unbelievable catch. He ran 150 feet, made a sliding backhand catch in fair territory. His second miraculous defensive play of the day. Wow. Jay hits a line drive. Diving catch by the shortstop, Darno, out number two. It was ticketed for center field. Darno, a belly-flopping diving catch, diving toward the middle of the diamond, and that's the second out. Good play. And now the pitch on the way. Rizzo pops it up. This one is playable, and the ball game is going to be over as the third baseman, Schimpf. Actually, that is the shortstop, Chase Darno, to make the catch, and this ball game is over.
Padres would go on to beat the Cubs 5-2 on Memorial Day. Fourth straight loss by Chicago, Jose Torres improved to 3-2, pitching two scoreless hitless innings for the win. He walked two and struck out one, and also collected his first major league hit. Two teams get together again on Tuesday. Chicago throws Eddie Butler against Padres rookie Denilson Lamet.